Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. Hey, more angel wings.
Hey, man, two of them. Just like that. Two of them.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
Name for you.
What if the angel only had one wing? You know, I'm going to do that every day now through Christmas. I'm just going to stop. Every day, because of the Christmas thing, you know, 9 yesterday when he would ring the bell, I'd say, oh, look, an angel just got its wings because of the movie. Because of, what was it called, Wonderful Terrific Life?
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes. Yeah. I was thinking of Wonderful Terrific Minds, a former Braves prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in Spawn Roll, John Leguizamo says, every time an angel farts, a demon gets his wings?
Man, I ain't seen that movie since I saw it in theaters.
No.
I went to the theater to see Spawn. I ain't watched it since, so no, I don't remember that.
What's a theater?
Movie theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's on Flipper on HBO Max.
Yeah, I ain't going to watch it again. I didn't like it when I was 10. I ain't going to like it now.
You ever been to that theater where you can drink beer when you sit in the balcony?
Never mind.
But I've been to the one in Simpsonville where you can drink beer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can do that legally now.
You can do it most of them now, like half of them now, I think.
Freaking the barrel. I think this was a news story. Cracker Barrel is going to start having a bar.
Yeah, they are.
In there, and I'm like,
have some libations.
At first, I'm kind of like, wow, this is really weird. And then I think about it, and it's like the whole place is decorated with like moonshine jugs.
Yeah.
And like distilling equipment and all this stuff. And like, you know, Pappy sitting there with his corn hat on.
Half the advertisements are for some kind of, or on the signs are usually for tobacco and adult products anyway.
Right. I wonder how many times throughout history, the history of Cracker Barrel, how many times they've had to remove something off the wall because society's deemed it offensive now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it's happened.
I know a family member had to redecorate their living room.
I'm sure a lot of restaurants, Applebee's probably has too.
I don't mean it like that.
Why is that not a show? We remake your house.
I think it's fun. Like, why is it that I'm pretty sure this is something you only do in America, but somehow the food tastes better if we're sitting under snowshoes mounted on the wall.
It does, though.
I don't know why.
It does. I would have sat there and watched people play big checkers from a distance.
Yeah. Yeah, I want like an old plow on the ceiling above my head while I eat.
The only thing that
makes
I
the food
wish
better somehow
that they would do differently, and we'll get back to the bar part, is that remember back in like, I think it was the 80s, maybe the 90s, they would dress like farm people, like the waiters and waiters, servers.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
They would wear like, you know, colonial clothes or like farm clothes. Or so. Do you remember this?
Man, I don't. The first time I went to Cracker Barrel was the one in Simpsonville, and I was probably 7 or 8, so it would have been the 90s, and I only remember going because I spilled my tea all over the table.
Oh, yes. You've had some mishaps at the tables.
Waitress was really nice about it. Dad might have tipped her $3.
Wow.
That'd be the biggest tip ever for him.
Big one.
I went a couple weekends ago.
The barrel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do the peg game anymore. No checkers.
No. You can't touch nothing.
Can't do it. Gift shop's still open, though.
Yeah.
And you can play it here. We got it here. Downstairs. It's missing a couple pegs, golf tees, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they use?
They're our golf tees.
Oh. Who knew? I've missed one. I went and bought a brand new thing. So they're going to have a bar. Yeah, I saw that over the weekend. I was like, well, at first it's just kind of like, whoa, man, this is like if Chick-fil-A started doing like free vape cartridges when you buy a number 2 meal or something. But
get a Jules and throw it on the side of the road when you're done.
Yeah. Oh, man, have you seen what those are doing in the ocean? But the thought of that at a bar, I don't know.
Well, they're going to make a lot of money.
I'm going to have chicken and dumplings and macaroni and cheese and turnip greens with an amaretto sour now. Fantastic.
You know, I bet they roll it out without a big advertising campaign or anything.
Because, they know their market, but their market also drinks, but they act like they don't.
Yeah.
That's their market.
And I think they're doing that to help them with, like, dinner time business. And when I say dinner, I don't mean Sunday dinner, which is at lunchtime. I mean, like, weekday dinner, which is, 6, 8 o'clock.
Or past, 7. Like, I feel like you could walk in there on a weeknight at 7 o'clock and be seated immediately.
Yeah, but breakfast, they don't need no help.
No.
Then again, the Jockey Lot has a bar now, so everybody's getting
what?
Yeah, there's a bar at the Jockey Lot.
Hunsinger's opened one or what?
The Jockey Lot opened one. There's a bar at the Jockey Lot in one of the buildings.
The Hunsinger's cafeteria every Saturday.
I haven't been to it, but I know it's there. I know it's open when they're Jockey Lotting.
I would order the Polish sausage, and I was like, no peppers or onions. And the guy would be like, what? I was like, no peppers or onions. He's like, that's the part. It's good.
He's offended by ruining the flavor of his national food.
Yeah. I was like, man, I love you sausages, but I'm not a peppers guy. Sorry. But the bar has the Jockey Lot has a bar.
Yeah, man. I saw somebody sitting there drinking a craft beer at the Jockey Lot bar over the weekend on my snap. I mean, I knew it had opened back over the summer, but apparently it's doing all right.
I might call an Uber. Where are you at?
Jockey Lot.
What, you buy too many chickens? What's going on?
See, that's the thing. If you get drunk at the Jockey Lot bar,
you can buy a vehicle to drive.
Well, but you can't Uber with all the animals you bought on Dog Alley. Uber driver ain't going to let you get in there with chicks and ducks.
Yeah. You could drive. I mean, they sell like Polaris and stuff, probably off-brands one.
I don't know. Name brand.
Probably name brand. You can buy little four-wheelers, little scooters. Oh, man, I got drunk at the Jockey Lot. I bought a scooter and drove home.
You can't drive those drunk either, though.
I know that, but I'm thinking of the trying to think like a drunkard. It's hard. It's hard for me to be on that side of the bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did that not make conversation, even friendly conversation? That's huge.
We've talked about it, I'm pretty sure.
Jockey Lot having a bar?
I think we talked about it before it was opening. They were getting a bar, seems like.
There was rumors of a brothel, but I never knew.
Now they have a bar at the Jockey Lot, man.
Next thing you know, there's going to be a casino down there in Anderson.
The Anderson Jockey? Man, I wish. I wish we could gamble in South Carolina. We don't really do stuff here, though. I mean, we don't really try to enact any kind of changes.
We have smiling faces.
We have an entire state government that literally does jack blank and blank.
Beautiful places. South Carolina.
Right, North Carolina's already figuring out how to get the COVID vaccine and give it out to everybody for free.
Yeah.
You know, South Carolina's just like, yeah, well.
Now, before we give you his vaccine, who'd you vote for?
I'm going to stick in the neck with it.
I don't know what we're doing down here. You know? Our government just don't do much.
No, there should be a daily briefing. From the beginning with Hanky Mack.
Yeah, all our government's done since BMW came to town is collect bribes from multinational conglomerates to open up shop here.
Can I? Oh man, you just struck a nerve with me. I have to be very authentic right now. This is the new end of the year, new me.
Okay, I was joking about some of that I just said.
Okay, then I'll pull back.
No, go for it.
No, I saw someone day before yesterday that. You ever see somebody and you judge them by their clothes and the way they're acting? You ever do that?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw them get, they were just obnoxious people. I don't want to say where, because there could be a crossroads where they may listen, but they were just wild ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like, you know, like, I don't, you know.
Jockey Lot?
No, they probably have worked and been fired from that bar at the Jockey Lot.
You asked me if I judge people based on their clothes. I immediately thought of a guy I've seen in Piedmont multiple times wearing an Orlando Magic Shaquille O'Neal jersey with the numbering and the lettering all peeled off.
Oh.
And cut off camouflage cargo pants. And
it has a three on it.
And work boots or combat boots. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to steer clear of this fella.
It's not such a bad thing to do. Sometimes I play it as a game to amuse myself driving home to Traveler's Rest. If I see a younger person walking down the road with a big, big backpack on, I think, are they going to Sun Rift Adventures to go canoeing, or are they a meth head?
And also, I steer clear of men who wear those vented fishing shirts when they're not fishing.
Oh, yes.
And when they are fishing.
Yes.
I steer clear of men in vented fishing shirts.
That's a key thing. Well, so they were just a wild couple.
Yeah.
Just wild, and you would... Was I judging them? Yeah. I mean, you judge everybody when you look around. I mean, you do, and people act like they don't, but I do.
I mainly judge people wearing, like fleece vests.
Okay. And I was just looking around to make sure we're good. And anyway, lo and behold, I watched them go to their vehicle, and they get into what the internet told me was about a $58,000 BMW. So I said, I know where you work.
Not here.
Right? Is that a poor assumption?
Oh, you mean the plant? Yeah, it could be.
It's a general good assumption that if you see, I mean, it's very judgmental, and I don't mean it to be negative, but it's just like not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying, hey, I know where you work. I got a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of thrown off now.
How so?
Because the person you're describing doesn't really, you know, match the description of where they would work and what they drive. So I'm thinking they're not as bad as you make them.
Maybe they hit a scratch-off ticket for like $200,000 and bought a Beamer.
That boy's being very judgmental about me being judgmental, and I don't appreciate that a damn bit.
I mean, are you guaranteed to get one if you work there?
No.
I don't know how it works.
I don't think you're guaranteed to get one. I mean,
you should, right? I mean, if you built it.
That's a signing bonus, I heard.
I wouldn't want one because I can't trust myself to not spill coffee in it or something. Unless I like to smoke and drive. And they don't let you do that.
You're going out tonight, too. Are you going out to smoke and drive tonight? So are we. No, but it's, I don't know. Maybe now I feel bad about even saying that. Like if people drive a BMW now and you know, they're going to be like, oh, God. They're going to think I just worked there and didn't get this.
Well, maybe it'll give them pause and they'll slow down tailgating whoever's ass they're riding right now.
Okay. So there's a reason that the Lord told me to say that just then.
Yeah.
Somebody needed to hear it.
You give them something to think about, they'll back up 6 inches off that guy's bumper in front of them.
It's just the couple that you can tell ain't never used a rubber in their life. A, they had a pickup.
The Catholics?
I don't know. They had a the
Are you on Catholics?
I did not. I've never. Never. Ever, ever.
Oh, that'd be fun to ask Mary about Catholicism.
No, it wouldn't.
Hear her thoughts.
No, it wouldn't do it. No, it would be a bad idea. I had a great idea for her I had a good idea yesterday
about
things to do with her at the end of the year. And then I realized, we only have 3 more shows till the end of the year.
This is a good text. Here's a text. I do the exact same thing when I see someone driving a Beamer.
Oh, thank you. Whoever said that.
You were not alone.
You made me feel much better about myself. It's not like it would never be I'm better than them. But it's just like if I see it takes a special person to go out and work in a factory like that.
Yeah.
Somebody who can go in and do it day in and day out with a smile on their face.
Somebody who can stay gone from home for more than 6 hours.
I come in supposed to be funny and have a smile on my face, and I struggle to even do that for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes times is tough. Quote me on that.
Takes a person who wants to make money.
Sometimes times is tough. Paul.
Man.
Paul, where'd AB go? She's on that game show, Opie.
Yeah. The thing that I notice is that, and I can't, the reason I don't do that with BMWs, I probably would if I didn't see so many people driving around in really expensive cars. But I see so many people driving around like $60,000, $70,000 pickup trucks and very nice cars all over town.
Thank you.
And I mean, I know some people, and I'm like, I don't know how he affords that vehicle, but he does.
Well, first off,
I guess he doesn't do drugs.
Well, who knows? Like, where do they make Land Rover? And do the factory workers there drive around that town in Land Rover? Wherever it is, like, imagine, like, you know, it's people who work at a factory, but they all have Land Rovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the town where having a Land Rover is not a big deal.
Well, now we have a bunch of people texting in that they have an employee lease program at BMW. Like, we know that. That's why we're talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole reason this conversation exists.
Yes. Yes.
But
I thought that was just assumed. That's a stupid assumption on my part, I guess.
Yeah, but the
thank
the,
you.
The
you just agreed.
Well, I was thinking about the remember we went to Montgomery and we drove through Georgia and right when you get, I don't remember the name of the town, but it's right down towards the Alabama line, giant Kia factory. You think everybody down there just has Kias they drive around in?
No, that's why they're working at the factory.
Oh, okay.
Why do you think I rap for? Push a freaking RAV4?
Well, I know my car, my particular Yoda was built in Mississippi. So is there a Mississippi town where everybody has a Yoda?
Hey, it turns out it's not Yoda.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard that or
not. Oh, well, yeah.
The name is not Yoda.
It isn't Yoda.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a solid point. But then again, everybody who lives in Birmingham doesn't drive a space shuttle either, you know?
Jefferson County or Huntsville.
Huntsville, yeah.
Is that what did I say? Birmingham? Birmingham, well, everybody from Birmingham.
Hour and a half.
Dude, I just thought about that.
Huntsville Space City.
Birmingham's minor league baseball team. Mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Birmingham.
Barons.
Barons.
Oh, because they make cars.
Baron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because they have a lot of women that can't get pregnant?
No. No. I'm talking about where the Nazis went.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Brazil.
No, Argentina.
And Alabama.
And Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brazil, Argentina, and NASA, yes.
And NASA. The Bahamas? I went there one time.
Then you have to have a passport. Just a license.
So technically, couldn't you say Germany won the race to the moon?
You just did. I don't have to. I wasn't taught that. I was taught in school to say America did it.
Well, I mean, they did, but they had some help. Right. We had some scientists who we were hiding from international court.
Yes, those came from Disney.
Oh, okay.
And now they're Imagineers.
Okay.
That's what they call them. Yeah. Weather-wise, boy, we could just talk forever.
We can't. We're good at this.
It's like Michael Jordan couldn't go play basketball for 24 hours straight. He could. We could talk. We've talked for 28 straight hours before.
Yeah, but him, like, after 4 hours, they're probably still better than anybody else.
Of course, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, Cherokee Parks then. Fine.
Lucas!
First name I can think of. Today we're looking at sunshine. Don't be fooled, though. Only a high of 54. Hell, I think it's 80 in this studio right now.
It is warm in here.
Right now, clear skies and 28 in Sugar Tip. So today we got a brand new Brutally Honest music review. We got a band from, you know, let me tell everybody something. Western is not a city in North Carolina.
Big area.
We need to get past this.
Yeah.
You know, people, I'm from the upstate of South Carolina. Well, tell me where. It matters.
I'll take partial blame for that because I asked the question. And it just didn't get answered.
Oh, so you're just guessing where they're from?
Well, off the area code, yeah.
Okay.
But you say Western North Carolina, I mean, you could be anywhere from what, like?
Boone?
Murphy to Boone, which is a huge area.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barnardsville, you could be up in there too. Marshall.
Yeah. But then the other band is, they're making their claim. They say we're going to be the biggest thing to ever come out of Iva, South Carolina.
Man, Western North Carolina, it takes 4 hours to drive across Western North Carolina.
That's wild.
Western North Carolina takes as long as the entire state of South Carolina.
You ever driven through West Virginia?
No.
Good Lord. No. Or Virginia?
Yeah, plenty of times, Virginia.
It never stops.
No.
You keep it just keeps going and going and going. You get around them mountains and stuff.
You drive across Tennessee on 40, it sucks. That's right. So long.
Oh, man.
Well, be careful out there. It didn't fall from heaven. Also today, we're going to, what else are we going to do? Oh, we're going to take phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take phone calls after sports. We need an hour without you. You can just listen to us talk, and then after that, then we'll talk to you. Okay? 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You can also text us on the CVM text line. That's 72341 with standard data and text rates applying.
If you want to social media with us, we're at The Rise Guys on Twitter. Also at The Rise Guys on Instagram. And you can find The Rise Guys on Facebook or just type in facebook.com/RiseGuys in your browser if you want to.
There we are. All right, Jimmy, Jack, Jackie, what is up in the perplexed this morning.
Does one of the biggest military bases in America have an LSD problem?
Oh, man. Well, they used to.
Well, this is not like that. This is just people doing it for fun.
This is not Bill Hader down in a bunker?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll find out who out there is dropping the acid. And in soldiers, or no, at least near the base. That's what we'll say.
Yeah, at the base.
Okay. All right. We'll do it next. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck butt.
9.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action first.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Did Jock Hitch just go over the radio? Not talking about me.
Did beach music in December go over the radio?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
no. Okay. But Rob, I hope it gets better.
Welcome to the Plex.
Hey, Jimmy.
Man, the Marine Corps is conducting rounds of random drug tests at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina because multiple reports that a lot of the personnel there are on acid. LSD.
God bless.
The 2nd Marine Division in Jacksonville, North Carolina, they've conducted about 4,000 random tests so far since the end of the summer looking for LSD.
Might explain our Marine buddy while he hops around like a frog once a year.
Maybe.
Might be some acid.
No, you mean Fred Moss.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Major General Francis L. Donovan, the division commander, said the recent rise in LSD use is among sailors and Marines, and it's on the base, and it has prompted some change in the way change in the way they test for illegal substances. Illegal for some of y'all.
I blame Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah. basically, the way it used to be was Department of Defense lab, they would only take individual samples for the LSD test as part of a large law enforcement investigation.
Yeah.
But because there's a spike in LSD at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune, they now have implemented random drug testing. And now the thought of a bunch of Marines running around tripping on acid that's a funny thought.
It's scary, too.
It is.
It is scary.
Yeah.
I've done it years ago. You ever done acid, Jimmy? May I ask you that? If you say no, then I'm going to know you did.
Yes.
Yes, you have?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Fat boy, I know you haven't.
I've never tried it, but I've been around people doing it, and it's kind of weird to see.
It is. Look, I've not experimented with a whole lot of drugs, but to me, it is the absolute easiest one to hide on your person or when you take it. Because it's literally just a little square.
Yeah.
You put it on the tip of your thing, tip of your finger. That would hurt, I bet. Yeah. Speaking of jock itch. No, you put it, in this.
Tripping balls.
Drop it under your tongue, or a friend of mine would stick it on his tooth. Well, and just let it sit there and just like.
But how did he give you yours? Did he like French it to you?
No, it had little clippers. These little, what do you call it? Like a roach clip.
Yeah.
They'd hand it out to you in the hand. And it had some kind of little symbol on there. It's probably a pentagram or a swastika. I don't know what it was. He's like, here, put this in your mouth. I thought, oh, what was it? He's like, you should ask before you put it in your mouth, buddy.
Were you in dude on acid when he tried to make you in a threesome?
No, I was on Ice House that night. Just some characters.
You think that the reason there's been that so many people in our generation experiment with a lot of stuff is because we all grew up, and everybody told us how bad pot was, and then we realized this ain't like what they said it was, and I bet these other things aren't either.
It's because the MTV is what it is.
Maybe.
MTV.
These Marines, they could face various non-judicial punishments, maybe a dishonorable discharge, or time at a military corrections facility as a result of their positive LSD tests.
Going to the brig.
Man, that's wild.
Yeah, the Marine Corps maintains a zero-tolerance stance.
On LSD or drugs in general?
Drugs in general, unless they're the ones giving them to you.
Like, how would the serious question, how would the military feel if some, let's say a Marine, jumped on some testosterone cycles? Serious question. It's going to help him.
If it isn't an illicit substance, I'm sure it's fine.
Anabolic steroids.
Probably bad.
Okay.
That would be like acid or anything else illicit.
Okay, because I was thinking about a kind of a charity drive. Yeah. We're going to fill this bus up with tests. We're going to send it over to Iraq or Beirut or Grenada.
Unless you sign up for like the Steve Rogers experiments or something, turn into Captain America and grow like a foot taller and turn into a big badass dude.
Oh.
Yeah, then it's fine.
A foot taller. Not a face like a foot, though.
No, okay. not Chad
Kroger. That's Chad Kroger.
Yeah. According to Corey Taylor.
That wasn't the steroid in the Mexican meat the boxers always test positive for. I forgot the name of it.
I know. What was that? Why do I know that? What was that from?
It's like everybody tests positive for it.
And it was it was some kind of like gelatin or something they put as filler in the hamburger meat.
It's hamburger meat steroid.
Yeah, but what's the one where it comes from? What's the one? Oh, Mike Tyson did it, where they the venom from a frog or something.
I don't know, man.
Frog blood? I gotta look it up. I saw a thing about it the other day. Frog blood. It was something that Mike Tyson did, and it was derivative of something with a frog. But you're probably thinking, you're thinking of Family Guy.
I thought you were talking about like a performance enhancer. There's either toad venom drug,
yeah.
the ones that makes you trip.
Like DMT.
The boxing return.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was like a performance, like he was getting some kind of toad, like some kind of frog venom extract that made him more badass.
No, he's getting toad up.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Tyson on acid would freak me out. That's a horror movie right there.
Yeah, kind of like a bunch of Marines on acid.
If me, Mike, where are you? Want to go a few rounds down in the basement?
Rounds of what?
Yeah, you want to fight? You want to have
things? Bend over and I show you.
You want to know
the best? American Dream, Death and Roll, think about it.
You want to know the best and worst cities for single people?
Yes.
How about just the worst ones?
Just
the best ones, because...
How about one of each?
The worst ones are places in Texas and Florida and California.
Odessa?
The best ones, though, we get kind of local with that. We have two within driving distance of here. One within listening distance of here.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best cities based on the... All right, this is... A ranking of the 182 biggest cities in the United States, or 32 different factors, including the percentage of single people, the gender ratio, the number of people using online dating, and the cost of things like dinner, drinks, entertainment, and rent.
Okay.
So, the best cities for single people. Number one, Madison, Wisconsin.
Collinstown.
Number two, Lallana, which... Let's stop saying Atlanta's the best place for anything besides leaving it.
Atlanta.
Amen.
Atlanta.
Every time I go to Atlanta, I don't have fun, and I'm very happy to leave. It doesn't matter what I'm doing there. I just don't really have much fun because I'm in Atlanta.
I want to go to the Museum of Coca-Cola. I don't want to pay $80 to go.
I want to...
I want the VIP.
I want to go there, but I don't want to make the trip there, if that makes any sense. I don't want to drive down there and sit around midtown traffic.
Just move to Atlanta.
There. No, then I'd have to drive down there all the time.
Yeah, you work from home.
I don't want to mess with getting on 285. I'd rather not mess with it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care for Atlanta. I know the Braves are still there, but you know, it's just not. It's not a happening place.
Every time I leave Atlanta, I'm like, man, General Sherman was onto something.
Hey,
every time. Hey, I know it's unlike me, but every time.
I think you're going to regret those words, buddy. I'm going to throw red paint all over you for saying that.
After Atlanta, you go to Denver, and everybody's high. Salt Lake City, everybody's Mormon. And the fifth best city in America for single people.
Still near us?
Columbia, what? South Carolina.
Hell.
They think they have Coke there or something?
They have a lot of that there.
Well,
they have a lot of that from the other Columbia.
Yeah.
By the way, I got a story later in the morning about the other Columbia and cocaine.
You're
going to
flate who?
Story.
Oh, okay. Said for later.
Oh, okay, for later.
He
I
did.
Didn't know her. Yeah. That's just some fun, Jim. You didn't say anything wrong. That's just me being stupid.
You were talking about Columbia, Annie?
Yeah. I don't know what's the attraction there other than it's a college town. But outside of Five Points, it's still kind of like...
That sucks, too. It's an intersection.
Well, it's a great place to go get in a fight or shot at.
Yeah.
Columbia's a great place if you're a single blood or Crip.
It is.
Other than that, like, I don't know what the attraction is.
It sucks to try to get to Florence. Too hard to get over.
Yeah, man. Columbia's got rushes, and that's about it.
You got two-notch road.
I don't even think the merry-go-round works in the mall anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's just there. It holds, like, old clearance clothes.
All y'all got going on down there is rushes and Great Value Cracker Barrel.
Every other horse you get the right.
Great Value Cracker Barrel.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Do you? I'll write it down.
Yeah, because
There used to be
Does
one.
Does it rhyme with Rob Revens?
No.
Does it rhyme with?
Who said Rob Revens?
It rhymes with Wizards Lick It.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Well, if I'm driving that far, I'll just go down to Pedro south of the border. Screw it. Oh, man.
But yeah, if you
that's have... incredible. Listen, if you just moved here and you think, oh, that's where I'll go, this is tourism dollars they're spending. Yeah, There's no way that's true.
Yeah, I'm serious about Columbia. Them Riverbank Zoo is a great zoo. They have a tremendous zoo down there. One of the finest zoos in this country is in Columbia, South Carolina.
I've not been since 83. I should go check it out and see if they've updated it.
Well, if you want to go have a heat stroke, Columbia's for you.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to see animals that come to work.
Man, last time I had a heat stroke, I was hanging out with Lonzo Mourning.
Bless anyway, America.
I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines. Stopped by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique.
All right. That's who the fellation was for. Okay.
It's a heat stroke.
Fat Boy, what's up in the sports zone?
We talked about Mike Tyson yesterday. We got another Tyson. Did you hear about the other fight? The other fight at Tyson and Roy Jones? We're going to talk about
the YouTuber?
No, man. This was after that. There was a fight after all the fights were over.
Oh, my God. Did he walk past the Undertaker? Did Undertaker say, hey, Tyson, you want to do it? You want to do it, Tyson? You want to do it? Do you remember that with Brock Lesnar?
Oh, yeah.
You want to do it?
You want to do it?
God, please find that audio in the next 6 minutes. I'll come over and kiss you right on the lips.
Man, how you playing it, then?
Mark Hendricks and Stone Man say that all the time in the hallways here. You want to do it? Yeah.
But then they both leave, so what's going on?
I don't know.
They're talking about going to get coffee, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. What it is?
All right, we'll find out about the other fight. The post-fight fight next. You want to do it?
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing. Mike Tyson, you know, a little chill these days than he used to be. Back when he was wild.
That's a good thing, man. I remember back when he was fighting Lewis and he'd have those press conferences and then he'd go stomp around New York City with no shirt on, just looking like he was going to kill somebody. That was scary.
I mean, are you not surprised Robin Givens is still with us? I really thought that was going to turn into a bad scene.
I mean, he arguably was the baddest man on the planet.
Real bad. Ethics in the ring, in the squared circle.
Yeah.
Did they call it the squared circle in boxing, or is that just reserved for wrestling?
No, I think it's both. I think it's both.
Yeah.
Even when he was the baddest man on the planet, like a champion wrestler still would have whooped his ass. Not like Hulk Hogan. I mean, like, you know, Kurt Angle type.
You talk about mixed MMA?
No, I'm talking about a legit, like a wrestler who could just take him right off his feet like it ain't nothing, wrap him up, and he wouldn't be able to do nothing to him, you know?
Like a Tank Abbott type.
Kurt Angle. That type. Kurt Angle.
So, Mike Tyson, he finishes up the Roy Jones Jr. draw. No word yet on round two. But as Tyson is going through the crowd, about to sign some autographs, the man in the crowd starts swinging on him.
Oh, man, what did he do, bet on Jones?
I don't know. But another guy was yelling at him, asking why he wouldn't fight. And Tyson joked with the guy and said it wouldn't work out well for him if he did fight him.
God.
Now, you try that against 1992 Mike Tyson.
Uh-uh. No, your head would come off your shoulders. You'd be decapitated by punch.
Do you want to fight me right now?
It's the worst way.
Decapitated by punch.
It's the worst way to go, they say. EMTs have told me that. Decapitated by punch. It's really, really bad.
You don't want that.
I mean, we heard him yesterday. He smokes every day.
Well, and does toad poison.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
He's getting high on frog juice.
So it was not The Undertaker.
No, it was not.
He didn't ask if he wanted to do it.
Wasn't this guy right here?
You want to do it?
You want to do it?
You want to do it?
I love that.
You want to do it?
Will you make that live on and not let it go the ways of pulled to the side a little and
putting
you nowhere, coach?
Is that California Love in the background?
Of course. Yeah,
right at the line where he talks about, I'm Rob Liberace.
Yeah. I forgot who Brock was fighting, but they were like a big surprise that Brock won.
Junior Dos Santos.
I think he won, and then he walked. It might have been Cain Velasquez.
Oh, yeah. That's who it was. It wasn't Junior 2.
Junior
I lost
two.
My count. Let's say 30.
Was Rob Liberace like the first like high-end art reference in a rap song?
Yeah, I don't think anybody said Basquiat anywhere.
The realist painter, Robert Liberace?
I don't know. Did Sugar Hill Gang reference Monet, or were they talking about Monet?
People thought Jay-Z did it first. Turns out it was Dre and Tupac.
That was Billy Idol. Monet, Monet.
Oh, yeah.
Claude, Monet!
So today?
Right? Claude Monet and Claude Debussy.
And Claude Balls.
I remember Claude Debussy.
Yeah, great pianist.
So still on, even though two more Ravens have tested positive for the COVID.
Oh, brother.
Today at 3:40, Ravens and Steelers.
Sorry, kids. Better run home fast.
You better.
Is there going to be a game or not?
They're saying it's still on for now. I hope it is.
Who's going to play for Baltimore?
RG3 is going to start, and after that, you know, Dez Bryant.
Man, I forget RG3 exists.
I do, too.
Until every few years he gets in a game.
On fire, everybody. It's like Lin Sanity, Jeremy Lin. Yeah. All over the place, everywhere. Nickelodeon Awards, everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon Awards.
See, RG3 was supposed to be good. Jeremy Lin wasn't really.
He made a lot of money, old Lin.
He did, but everybody in the NBA does.
Yeah, they do,
if
man.
If you're good enough to play on an NBA team, you're set for life.
You are.
We should have stuck with it, boys.
I'm telling you.
We just played horse. That was it.
Yeah.
If we had took it further, who knows what would have happened.
I got to get up out of here.
All right.
He's got to go to the bathroom. I can tell by that. Yeah. Look at the sweat coming down the side of his face.
I ain't sweat.
All right. We're going to take a break. We come back even more Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good to hear it in the morning when you're driving to work.
It just goes over the edge.
It's great. It's great chemistry. I love the humor.
The Rise Guys.
Weekday morning.
93.3 The Planet.
The Planet Rock.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.